Pesachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, 8-6. The Perek continues to discuss the halachas of registration on the Korban Pesach and who's eligible. This Mishnah will discuss a number of interesting sort of what-ifs, unusual cases. And I'm going to first present to you the structure of the Mishnah without really explaining the different cases, so you see how it's structured, and then I'll go back and I'll go through the specific cases. So the Mishnah reads, Ha'onen, that's someone whose relative died that day. Again, I'll go back and explain each case specifically in a moment. V'mefakeach es ha'gal, someone on a rescue team excavating a collapsed building in which somebody could be dead. V'chein mishev tichu lahotzim beis ha'asurim, and also someone who was promised they'd be let out of jail that day on Erev Pesach, but they're still in jail. V'ha'chole, someone who's unwell. V'ha'zaken, shehen yicholim kazayas, a sick person or an old person who is able to eat a kazayas. All those cases, shochetin alein, you're allowed to shet the Korban Pesach on their behalf, and they can be included in the registry. However, al kulan, for all of them, ein shochetin alein b'fnei atzmon, you can't have them be the only person registered on this particular animal. Shem yaviu es a pesach de pesul, lest something happen, each case its own story, which would lead to the Pesach being invalid because this person by himself can't eat either kazayas or some shatim, the whole animal to themselves. Okay, so the Mishnah says now, going back to each case, first is the onan. Aninus is the state that a person is in on the day that one of his or her seven relatives die. The seven relatives for which one is required to be mitabel to go into Avelas for. So those relatives are one's father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or spouse. Now, on the day they die, the living relative is an onen, and midoraisa, that aninus extends throughout the entire day on which the person died. That is to say, it continues on even after the burial. This is a little confusing because if you have experience with this, unfortunately, so then you know that avelus begins after the kvur, after the burial. But an onen in this context is someone who is, what's relevant here is that the onen is restricted from eating the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says in reference to Maaser Sheni, unrelated to Pesach, but Maaser Sheni, that lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, when you do the vidui, you confirm that you didn't eat from the Maaser Sheni in a state of oni, that's aninus. And it'll turn out a kol shekein, if you can't eat Maaser Sheni in a state of aninus, so then all the more so, you certainly cannot eat kadshim, karbonos, including the Korban Pesach, in a state of aninus. So that means for the whole day on which a person's relative died, one couldn't eat the Korban Pesach. Now remember, the Korban Pesach is shechted on the 14th, and they were talking about this person being an onen on the 14th, which would mean on the 15th, meaning Leil HaSeder, the aninus has ended, and now he could eat from the Korban Pesach. The thing is that midrabanan, aninus extends into the night after that day, meaning the whole day, including after the three stars come out, that full night is included in the aninus midrabanan. The reason why is because psychologically the day hasn't come to an end, even though halachically it has as the day progresses. So although it's true that under normal circumstances, midrabanan, one could not eat Maaser Sheni, Kadshim, etc., on the night that follows the day on which one's relative died, that's only a derabanan. And the rabbis, understanding that the obligation to eat the Korban Pesach and to bring the Korban Pesach is it's significant one, so significant that there's a chiyuv karis involved if one doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. So they, when they set up their derabanan structure of extending aninus into the nighttime, did not include a restriction from eating the Korban Pesach. And therefore the point is that this person who's the onen, although he can't eat now, he could eat, he's eligible, at least he's eligible on Leil HaSeder, and therefore we can include him as one of the Menuyim. As we saw in the structure of the Mishnah, we're going to say that we shouldn't have him be the only person for whom this particular animal is assigned to. Now the reason for that is, according to the Bartanur who learns like Rashi, we're afraid that he's liable to still come to be Matame himself later on, exposing himself to the corpse, which would, because it's his relative, maybe he's involved in burial, etc. And that, of course, would then prohibit him from being involved in, to eat the Korban Pesach, even the night afterwards. The tumah then would extend for 7 days. So since we're afraid he may come to Matam himself, we're not going to let him be the only person on this animal, unless no one's eligible to eat it. The Rambam learns a little differently. The Rambam learns that we're not afraid he'll come to Matam himself, and that, of course, would be important enough, I mean, if the person had already buried their relative. Meaning the relative had been buried, I should put it like that. So there's no chance for them, no reasonable chance of them being re-exposed to the tomb unless they'd go back to the gravesite. However, the Rambam learns that because of his great anguish, his mental anguish, having lost a relative, he simply won't have the appetite to eat. That's the concern. And if he can't eat at least the kazayas, certainly then we should not be shechting the Korban Pesach on his behalf, and therefore we'll let him be part of a registry, but not be the only person registered on a given animal. That's the onen. Next is the mefakech esagal. Literally means someone who's searching out a collapsed a gal is like a pile of rocks. The idea is that we have a building here. The building's collapsed. According to Bartanura, the building's collapsed, and someone was inside the building. And now this is like a rescue team excavating from the building to perhaps hopefully save the person inside. And the concern is that right now, as the search and rescue is going on, it's the 14th of Nisan, and we're going to shecht on this person's behalf, but it could come out that when the search and rescue guy reaches the person trapped within, he'll find the person trapped within is already dead. And that being the case, it would make him tamei, and of course he couldn't participate in the Korban Pesach. And therefore, at the time of the Shechita, which is where our Mishnah is governing here in the first sentence, his status is still questionable. It's a suffix. We don't know, is he tamei or tahor? Is he eligible or ineligible because of the tumah? And therefore we're saying, yes, you can shechten him because of the suffix, but you shouldn't make me the only person lest they come to psul. And next, more on that in a bit. Next we have v'chen mishevtichu lehotziyim abeisa asurim, someone who was promised to be let out of prison on the 14th in time to participate in the Seder. I guess even truth is even on the 15th, if it'd be in time for Seder, he was getting out. So again, the story is we're assuming he'll be eligible and therefore we'd include him, but we don't want to be the only person because maybe they won't let him out after all, and then we'll have a Pesach without anybody assigned to it. The Bar Tanura learns that the case is what we're talking about. It's Gentiles who are holding this person in prison because maybe they won't let him out after all. But if it were Jewish court which would impose the imprisonment, like to force them to give a get or something like that, so then certainly we trust that the Beis Din would let him out in time for Pesach Seder, and therefore there's no sfeikus here at all. Rather, it's considered a certainty he'll be out as promised by the Beis Din, and that being the case, he's as eligible and likely to eat the Korban Pesach as anybody else, and that being the case, we would allow such a person to be the only person registered on the Korban Pesach. And finally, you have v'hachola v'hazakin shehen yechol le'echol kazayas. You have a sickly person or an elderly person who, at current, could eat a kazayas. So, since they can eat it now, we will include them in the registry. But we don't want them to be the only person registered because we're concerned that their situation could turn for the worse, according to one shot, and therefore they ultimately won't be able to eat a kazayas. And another approach is that even if they could certainly eat a kazayas, remember, if he's registered as the only person on this animal, then he has to eat the whole animal, l'charchila, not allowed to leave over the nose or left over till the morning, and we're doubtful that such a sickly or elderly person could consume the entire animal themselves. And therefore the din will be, you could include them on the registry, but not them as the only person registered on this animal. In all those cases, the Mishnah says, shochet and alein, you can shecht on them, I mean you can shecht the Korban Pesach, having them included in the registry. Hakulan ein shochetin alein b'fnei atzam, but not by themselves. Shema yevu es a pesach l'dei psul, lest the Korban Pesach come to be invalidated because no one could eat it. Lefikach, and therefore, the mission continues. I didn't say this up to now. Now a new thing. Im eira behen psul. If it turns out after the fact, meaning after you shechet their behalf, it turns out they're unable to participate in the Korban Pesach, the din will be Patur Melasos Pesach Sheni. They won't need to bring a Pesach Sheni because they already had the Pesach Rishon, this Pesach, brought on their behalf. In other words, remember, we've said it before a number of times already, Even if one doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, he's not obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. It's only if he didn't bring the Korban Pesach that he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. So that would mean, for example, the Onen, at the time he shechted, we thought he would be eligible, but he went and was matam himself, or he simply couldn't bring himself to eat, and time came around. As far as the person coming out of prison, we thought he was coming out of prison, so then he's good as out, in terms of halachli, but he ultimately couldn't eat it. And same with the sick and elderly people, they were eligible at the time because they could eat the kazayas, just ultimately they weren't able to at the end. So in all those cases, they fulfilled the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, although they failed to eat the kazayas from the Korban Pesach. The exception is chutz min ha-mefakeach bagal. The exception is the guy who is searching through the rubble, shehu tamei mitchilaso, because the concern is here that ultimately when this person finds the body in the rubble, so then he will have been tamei all along, because he was being ma'ahil, he was standing over at some point over the corpse, and therefore we're concerned that even at the time that it was animal shechted on his behalf, he already was tamei, therefore he already was ineligible, therefore he himself isn't eligible for the Pesach Rishon. Rather, since he's a Tamei Meis, he's a classic case, someone who has to, after the fact you find out, he's someone who has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Truth is, by the way, on this case, so the bartender learns like I described it, and therefore the bartender wants to explain it, that we're talking about a case where the pile is somehow, you know, like kind of like, let's say conical or round, where he's moving around all the time over the rubble, and therefore it's basically a certainty that he passed over the corpse at some point during the excavation process. Says the Bar Tanura, if it's, say, be a long, skinny ruin that fell, so then we don't, and he worked systematically through from the one end to the other. Since we don't know at what point in the excavation process he passed over the corpse, where he was at the time of the Shechita, so it's very possible that he hadn't yet come to pass over the corpse at the time that it was Shechna's behalf, and therefore he would be exempt, or at least Mesafik. It's a doubtful case, and therefore he would not be allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni, because maybe he was already was Yotze, he fulfilled his obligation when it was brought, the first one, the Pesach Rishon, was brought for him, because you don't know if he was Tamei yet. And the Rambam learns the case is slightly different there, where he's, it's an old collapsed ruin, he's excavating it now, and there's simply a doubt of whether or not there's any corpse in the ruin. And then it will turn out that if there is a corpse found, then we find out he was Tamei all along, and with the same kind of qualifications. Okay.